Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. I want to talk more about the plan, like I was talking about yesterday. Are we following our plan, trying to make it God's plan? Did God give us that plan, or did we create a plan and try to make it God's plan? When you know that God has given you a plan, God has given you a purpose, God has given you direction, God has made all the doors open for where you are right now in your life, then that's God's plan. When you are in your plan, it doesn't work out. You get all these bumps in the road, all these obstacles, all these things that are just like in the way, right? That's because it's not God's plan. The plan that you put in place when you're having all those bumps in the road, it's not God's plan. That's the plan that you created in the flesh, and you want it to be a supernatural, spiritual plan. It doesn't work that way. You have to follow the plan, and you have to be willing to yield to what God says. And if God didn't say it, trust and believe. I don't want it. I only want what God wants for me, because I know that if I do it God's way, and if I'm following what God says to follow, everything is going to be fine. All provisions are already made. Everything that I need is given to me by God when I follow his direction. I pray that that's the same for you as well, and that you start to see things in a spiritual realm that are so far different from what's in the flesh. Get out of your feelings. Get out of thinking that, it has to be. It don't have to be nothing. If God's not in it, don't accept it. Do it God's way, and trust me, you'll see things going smoother, quicker, faster, way better. Because remember, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Live in the plan that God has for you. Live in God's purpose. And remember, don't let anybody shake you. Don't be unmovable. Be unmovable. Don't bend and bow to what anybody else says, because they do not understand. They don't understand it. So they're trying to comprehend it in their way. But when God is in it, and God is in control, and you're on God's side, and you're in the spirit realm, things in the natural don't make sense. Stay in the spirit realm. Stay with God. Continue to focus on what he told you to do, how he told you to do it. Stay strong. Stay unmovable. Stay in faith. Stay in grace. Stay highly favored. Stay blessed. And you will see the goodness of the Lord working on your behalf. All right, now, I think that's all that we're going to talk about on this plan. God is so good and gracious. Everyone have a blessed day. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.